We are going to learn today three different machlokes rishayim in this sugya. The avoda is to see if they tie together, but that I think is the confusing part. So the ikanakud is to know, to have some clarkite in the three issues, the three machlokes rishayim, and then try to work it out, so if things work out, they work out. They're related. That we'll have to see. First is the machlekes we discussed yesterday between Rashi and the Shach on the one hand, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch on the other. Rashi Shita was that when you take a mashkin, you have bailus on the mashkin, yechai v'ainsim. And the Shach was matzdik it with the four rayas that I mentioned yesterday at the end of Shir. The sheet of the Rambam was that the Rambam sheet is that he's a Shem Asachar. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way. He has a din of a Shem Asachar, and being that he has a din of a Shem Asachar, if something happens that it's nenas, then he's patur. This Rambam sheet is also the Ramban sheet that the Shach quotes, and it's they hold that it's a Kenyan. It's not Mamish Yuas. So the Shach asked a number of kashes that we said yesterday. The Pashup Shat in Rabbi Yitzchak is that Kaina Mashkin, Bachay Kaina Mashkin. So certainly it needs a Hezver, the sheet of the Ramban. And the Rambam. The Sivis suggests to Hezber. The Sivis says it's Svara. It's hard to say it's Mamish yours, the way the Shach says. How could something be Mamish yours and you can't use it? You can't sell it? So what does it mean it's Mamish yours? So the Sivis learns that the lumdus of what makes a mashkin a bachayv kind of mashkin is that the bachayv is kind of mashkin for two pratim. There are two things that make that bachayv kind of mashkin. One, he says, is that when you give a mashkin to bachayv, let's say you give him the mashkin in September, you take the loan. And then 5 months later, you end up not paying the loan, and he keeps the mashkin. It's his lemafreya from the time he got it. So that when a Baal Chayv takes a mashkin, it's sort of hanging. It's left hanging. What's going to happen at the end? If at the end you end up paying the Chayv and taking it back, then it was never his. If at the end you end up not paying, then it was his from the time he got it. And it happens lemafreya. I will have to get to Tosfos if that's so, but certainly Tosfos and Yitzchak Lemaisa, even though Yitzchak is talking by one, it's true by both. So we'll see in a minute. But certainly, when you take the mashkin, you're not being paid that day. Otherwise, you wouldn't take the mashkin. So there's time between you get the mashkin and time he pays. For that time, it depends what happens at the end. If at the end you end up keeping the mashkin, it's yours lemafreya from the beginning. It's yours from the all along, the marshal. What happens if I have a mashkin and I say, "Harry's a hegdish," I make it hegdish lebeda kabayis? Is it chal hegdish on the mashkin? Something to see this. It's totally vaymed. We see what happens. If at the end he ends up paying cash and getting his mashkin back, then it's not hegdish. If at the end he ends up not paying, and the mashkin ends up belonging to the Malva, so it belongs to the Malva of Mafreya, and what he was Magdish in, it is Hegdish. So the Sina says this is the first Nakuda that is, that's Bachayv Kaina Mashkin. Kaina Mashkin, that the Mafreya becomes his Mishas the time he got it. Could he be Magdish something of a Shusai? So I think he cannot. A person can't be Magdish something unless it's Bershusai. Now, if this is called Meshusa, it could be done. Well, Shalai, I'm afraid, but I was Meshusa, he had no control. Calling that Sugi in Psachim. Shalai wishes. But at any rate, the. What are we saying? We're saying that that's number one. That's the first Nakuda. That's Islam, my friend. Memela Zak Nesivist is a second Nakuda. What's the second Nakuda? That the Mashkin represents the Chayiv to the extent that if the Malva wants to sell the Chayiv, if you owe me money and I want to sell the debt to someone else, by giving him the mashkin, that's a kinyan on the chayv. The mashkin represents the chayv mamin, and when I give someone that chayv mamin, that mashkin, if I'm selling him the chayv, by giving him, when he makes a kinyan on the mashkin, he's kind of the chayv. This is how the Nesivis explains the second Nakuda.
The whole reason why
exactly. Very good. I'm going to get to that. That's great. We want to get to. So the, if we said like the Shach that the Mashkin is the Chayv, in the Mashkin lift the Chayv, we said like the Shach, the Sivis says less than that. He says that the Mashkin represents the Chayv. Not the Piroin of the Chayv, but it represents it. That if I do a Kinyan on this Mashkin, it's a Kinyan on the Chayv. The Mav has the right to sell the Chayv. He has the right to pass the Mashkin on. He has to take a Chayv. If it's someone who's going to damage it, he'll be a Chayv. But yes, the person can sell a Chayv. He can pass on the Mashkin as part of it. So now this Nesivis himself, I want to tell you that this Nesivis wants to learn that what he's saying is true. Sai like Rashi, sai like the Rambam. It's hard to follow in the Nesivis. We're going to learn Nesivis' pshat in the Rambam and the Rambam. Because this answers all the kashis of the Shach, all the Shach's kashis. The Shach asks, what does it mean like Kaina Mashkin? What is he Kaina? What does it mean like Chatiya Tzedakah? What does it mean it's his? So Nesivis says it's his, that Lamafreya, it becomes his if you don't pay. It has a potential to be his. Could end up being his. Or the kasha that why is he a shemesacha? What does he gain? He gains because even like the Ramban and the Rambam, with this mashkin, he could use the mashkin, he could sell it. It's a way of selling the chayv. He has a benefit by having it. Without the mashkin, he can't sell. Minatari, you can't sell a chayv. What can you make on a chayv? Someone owes me money, I want to sell it to you. And I tell you, you can't sell chayiv chayvis. There's no way to be kainet. But even with shtar, it's only derabanan. And I tell you, there's no kinyan. But he says that if you have a mashkin, then you can sell the chayiv. It's a way of selling the chayiv, and we'll see in a minute. It's a way of being mekadesh anisha. You gain something by getting the mashkin. It makes that you can do something with the mashkin to get money. Why would it be rivis?
You gain something.
You don't gain. You'll never get more money because if you sell the chayv, you're not going to get more than you lend. Right, $100 chayv, you sell, you get maybe $95 for it. You don't get more. So, chatiya tzedakah, meaning you have certain kinyanim in it, and you're still giving it away. Tzedakah's mashmit's yours. It may be yours. It may not be yours. It depends what happens at the end. So, being that has a potential to be yours, that's enough to be. So this is the way we're going to learn the Rambam and the Ramban. So again, like Rashi and the Shach in the Chayv, in the Mashkin like the Chayv. When you give someone a Mashkin, your mom is paying the Chayv. And therefore you Chayv an Einzim. According to the Rambam and the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch, when you give someone a Mashkin, it represents the Chayv and Zehu. It represents the Chayv. You don't mamish the Chayv, you're Shem HaSachar. You gain something by having it. This is a machlokes rishayim. Again, Rashi, we're going to learn like the Shach, and the Ramban like the Nesivis. And this explains what's a mashkin. What is a mashkin? So like Rashi, a mashkin is paying the chayv, and like the Ramban and the Rambam, it represents the chayv and. Uh, Just to illustrate another nafka mina in these two mahalchim, and then we're going to get on to the other machlokes. There's in Bav Metzia and Afdalid, there's a sugya of Helach. What is Helach? Helach is, if you say I owe you $100, and I know I only owe you 50, so what's going to happen if I'm made it to 50? I'm going to have to swear. I don't want to swear, so what can I do? How can I get out of a shua? You say I owe you 100, I say I only owe you 50. So how do I get out of a shua if I want to? There's something called Helach. Helach means, I tell you, I only owe you 50, and Helach, here they are. I'm giving you the 50 right now. So, if I pay the 50 that I say I'm Maida right away, then I don't have a din of Maida b'miktsas. From wherever you learn that Helach, it's not Nogea to us, but there's a halach of Helach. That if I pay you, I say I owe you miktsas, and I'm paying you right now, Helach, and here's the money. So then I'm parted from the shvuah, because I'm saying, from the end of this entire, I owe you nothing. Hey, look, here's the money, and I don't owe you anything. So hey, look, is a p'tor in Maida b'miktsas. And that's a gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Dalet. Shaila. The Ran in Bav Metzia and Daf Dalet brings a machlaikis rishainim. Dav Nimlun brings it here in our sugya, in Chav Tes Yud. What happens if you say I owe you $100, I know you owe you 50. I don't want to have to swear. I'd rather give you 50, but I don't have $50. So I do is I take off my jacket. I say to you, I only owe you 50, and here, this is a mashkin for the 50, and I'll pay you. Does giving a mashkin hinder you from being a maida b'miktas? Follow Shaila? There's a p'tor of Helach. If I pay up my chayv, I'm not a maida b'miktas. Does that p'tor of mashkin apply in a case where I'm giving you a mashkin rather than the chayv itself? That's the shayla. The Ran brings the machlokes rishon. The Pashtus Hadvarim, obviously, is that this is Taloi in Rashi and the Ramban. And the Ramban. If I'll quote to Rashi, what should be? Quote to Rashi, it should be Helach. Quote to Rashi, it's Helach. I'm paying the Chayv. Quote to the Rambam and the Ramban, it's not Helach. I'm not paying the Chayv. I'm giving you a mashkin on the Chayv. The Ketzais in Simenayin Beis, I believe it's of Cotton Beis, says that it's totally in this machlokes. So this is a good illustration. The nafkamina, it's not just the nafkamina, but it illustrates the machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam. Okay. This is machlokes Rishayna number one, and this is probably the fundamental machlokes. Is before you come to our sugya even. The fundamental basic machlaik is the two shitas. This is this. Okay, now we come to another second machlaik, we shine him, and that's the top taisis. Mona enka, mashkin enka. Taisis here is done in a very simple shayla. Let's say I promise you I'm going to give you a matan. I promise you a gift. Do I have to give it to you? Do I have to give you the gift? Can be a Shiva guy, he knocked. Again, if I promise to give you a gift, I tell you, you know what, I like you, I'm going to give you $100 tomorrow. Do I have to give you $100? No. I could change my mind. I'm not supposed to lie when I say it. If I don't mean it, I shouldn't say it. I wasn't lying. I really want to give you money tomorrow. The next day, I change my mind. I say, you know, I change my mind. I'd rather give it to someone else. I'm not obligated to give it to you. You can't be tevei me in Bezdin. What happens if I say, I want to give you $100 tomorrow, and here's a mashkin? This is a mashkin for the $100 I want to give you as a gift. And when I give you the $100, you give me back the mashkin. In such a case, am I mischayev to give the matana or not? So what would you say, the first hashkafa rishayna? What would you say, hashkafa rishayna? Why not? Well, why would you say Ashkafa Rishayna? You would say, that's what you're saying basically. Money ain't Kam Ashkenaz. What kind of Ashken is it? If I don't owe you $100, so what kind of Ashken is it? Right? No? Like, money ain't Kam Ashkenaz. If I don't owe you $100, I gave you a Mashken, so what I give you a Mashken? It's not, there's no Chalais with that Mashken. So Taisus here has a machlaikis in this shaila, and all the rishayim here, the Rush and then the Ran, everyone talks about this. They brings different names, different shitas. So let's look at the beginning of the Taisus. Money kam mashkenen kam pirish veinam kudeshes l'fishu ikan isha niknis bekesef ikesef ein aben heich yiknis ein mashken tachas ikesef kimish lo yishar biyari isha vaday. If a man would tell a woman, I want to be married to you with this object, now, Taisus says it doesn't work. Okay? Well, mashkin. There's no chi of matana, so there's no mashkin. So that's, we'll call that Taisus sheep. Rebbeinu Chaim HaKayim b'shem Rebbeinu Tam, Oimer, Rebbeinu Tam argues. Shem Amar Adam L'chaveri etin l'chamana b'matana, v'heilich mashkin olav. Rabbeinu Tam says, hush, this he's arguing. You can learn into Taisus. Rabbeinu Tam means if you said this more, could be. But the Rabbeinu Tam Shita seems to be that no, that if you give someone a mashkin, he could keep the mashkin until you give him the matana. So it seems that we have two shittas, and two shittas in the Rishayim. The Rosh brings, and the Ran both bring a machlokes Rishayim. What the din is? The beginning of Taisus holds that there's no din mashkin. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there is. Now I just have to tell you that the Stipler writes on this Taisus that what Taisus Shita really is, different Taisus Sumin. He says Taisus is a little unclear. Because you really, if you say to Chabrusi, you can argue what Rabbeinu Tam means. It's only enough meaning giving names to the Shitas. But there are definitely two Shitas. The Shita, the beginning of Taisus, is pretty clear that a Mashkin doesn't do anything. If I promise you a Matana and I give you a Mashkin, the beginning of Taisus is that it's not chal chiyuv, and that's the Rosh Shita. The Rosh himself holds that way, and the Ravid Shita, like the beginning of Taisus, that's not chal hiskaidus. The Rosh brings the Yesh Mefarshim that holds like the Pashtus Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban holds like the Pashtus Rabbeinu Tam, which is quote the Ramban Shita, the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't agree, right? So Ramban Shita, the Ramban and the Rashba, like Rabbeinu Tam, that it is chal his chayvus. So this is a numach like a Shushayin, which we have to clear to understand what it should be totally in. But again, quite what's the issue? The issue is, can I give a mashkin on a chi of matanas? Giving a mashkin do anything or not? So the shita of the Rosh, like the beginning of Taisvis, is that giving a mashkin by itself on a matana does not help, doesn't do anything. And the Shita, the beginning of Taisis, which is Shitas Ramban and the Rashba, is that it does. Okay? So this is a Machlaikis Rishayim. Which way is more Pashut, you would say? I think we already answered that question. What's more Pashut? I say, I'll give you a gift, and I give you a Mashkin. Pashtus is that nothing should be Chal, like the Rash says. I think it's the Pashtus. Is that nothing should be Chal. And the Hezber. Yeah.
I don't understand. The previous Machlokes, you said the Ramban said that.
You see, you're combining two Machlokes. We have to get to that. The second step is going to get too confusing. It's because not everything lines up exactly perfectly, and obviously, the Chalukei Days. It's more night one way, you're right.
No, but I thought again. So. It's in the Ramban.
Yes.
In the previous Ramban, we said that you're not a real Shabbat, you're not the. The one who's in the mashin is not really a balance over it. Now, we hear we're saying that over here, according to Ramban, he's agreeing with Rabbeinu Tam, that's what he's saying. So, how does it work out? Because he shouldn't be able to.
Okay, good. Let's hold off. We have to figure out what the svar is. Tali in is already the Chalukei Days. How to explain this machlokes? So we have a machlokes again. The Rosh holds that there's no ischayvus, and the Ramban holds that there is ischayvus. All right. This is Machlokes number two.
Yeah.
So have a minute. It's a chiyah. The test is in the end. He means it doesn't exist. The chiyah. You mean by matana? Other machaveh chamana matana. The mashna le'alai kana.
Oh,
where in Tosis? Better because you shouldn't be kasef. Because mana ain't kan. He's explaining mana. What's mana ain't kan? Why aren't you mekudesh with the mana? Because it ain't a ban. No. Well, it's the same thing. The schayvus can't. Even if there would be a schayvus, it wouldn't work because the money's not here. Okay, so this is second machlokes rishayim. If you have a mashkin, could work in such a case. The third and the last machlokes rishayim we're going to discuss in the sugya is what we started with yesterday. Taich. So working our way backwards, we started with the first machlokes rishayim, which is the fundamental machlokes. What's a mashkin? Second machlokes rishayim is one specific case. Could I be mechayim myself a matana and give a mashkin on? The third, it's not a fundamental shal, it's a shal of taich. What is taich, mashkin enkan? So yesterday, we had two ways to learn pshat and mashkin enkan. Yesterday, I called it Rashi and the Riyah Zakin. The Rosh gives it different names. The Rosh brings b'shem the Ramban, which like the Riyah Zakin. What's taich, mona enkan, mashkin enkan? The Ramban uses the word agido gabe. The mana in Khan, why is there no mana? He still has the mana. He's still holding on to it. That was simple pshat. Mashkin in Khan, the Ramban learns why is Mashkin in Khan? Why is there no Mashkin? So what did Riyah Zakin say? Loya Mashkin Nasan Loya Shlod, the name of Shav Kesef Kekesef. Because the Mashkin is still his. It's still Agida Gabay. It's still Shayach to him. He's not giving away the Mashkin. So watch Taich Mona Enkan Mashkin Enkan, according to the Riyah Zakin, which is Shita Saramban, that both the Mona and the Mashkin are still by him. The Mona is totally by him. And the Mashkin, which physically is by her, is still owed to him. He's not being Mekadosh with the Mashkin. That's the Shita Saramban, that's Taich Mashkin Enkan. Like the Riyah Zakin from yesterday. The second way to learn, which is the Rosh himself learns, and we said yesterday that it's the Mashmois of Rashi. Mona Inkan, there's no mona because there's no eschayvus of a mona. And Memela Mashkin Inkan, since I don't owe you the mona, so the Mashkin is there's nothing. If I don't owe you the money, so mamela, there's no mashkin. These are the two pshatim of the Gemara, which we had yesterday. And two ways to tie shmona enka, mashkin enka. Okay, so again, the first way was the Ramban. Mona enkan, because it's still by him. Mashkin enkan, because it's still shayach to him. Still like Ida Gabe, it's still shayach to the man, the woman didn't get it. Rush learns, mona enkan hilkach mashkin enkan. That's how the Rush learns. So this is the third machlaikis, these are the three machlaikis in the sukkah. Pashtus. Machlaikis 2 and 3 are totally zebizeh. Why? The way the Rush learned, what did the Rush say? Mona enkan, memeila mashkin enkan. If there's no chiyav mamin, so there can't be a chiyav mashkin. L'shitasai, the Rush said, if you promise someone a matana and you give him the mashkin on the matana, it's not chal. What does that mean? The Rush is learning that if I promise you money, I give you a mashkin on the mashkin hastish ka mashkin because there was no previous chayv. So the Rush is saying that money ain't kan, hilkach mashkin ain't kan. I mean, that's why you can't give a matana with a mashkin, and that's why you can't do kedushin. That's what it means when Taisa says that din mashkin and din matana are exactly the same. Ein lechalik be matana lekedushin. Matana and kedushin are the same. Just like by matana, if I don't really owe you the $100, the mashkin is meaningless. By kedushin, I don't really owe you the $100, so the mashkin is meaningless. So that's chat in the Rush. Now the Ramban could not learn like the Rush, because the Ramban has this chiddush. The Ramban learns that you could be mechayiv yourself when you give a mana, you promise a mana and you give a mashkin. You could be mechayiv yourself. So being that you could be mechayiv yourself, so you can't tell me mana enkan, therefore mashkin enkan. What do you mean therefore? I could give a mashkin to create a chiyuv. So hayos, I could give a mashkin to create a chiyuv. So therefore you can't tell me that mana enkan and mashkin enkan. So these are the two machlekes, like 2 and 3, which are pretty klar toli zevizeh. Even the Lashon HaRosh is mashma that they're toli zevizeh. The Avodah is there can be two steps to what we have to work on to figure out, and that is to figure out how the third machlokes fits in, but we're going to wait with effort. So just the first two, the simple part, sketch it out. So we have the first chapter in the Gemara, right? Mona Enkan, Mashkin Enkan. Okay, so we have two ways to learn. So we have the Rush. Rush learned that everyone agrees money ain't come because he doesn't know the money. So the Rush learned the Meila Mashkin ain't come. The Meila Mashkin ain't come because there's no Skyvis. Right? And the Ramban learns that Agita Gabe, that's probably the Rehazakin also. Okay, so this is what Machlaikis is. Very simple. Tupshat in the Gemara, we spoke about it yesterday. So this Machlaikis is, and this Machlaikis is the Tali Zebizah, right? The Machlaikis is, why did the Rosh say the Meila Mashkin Enkan? Because the Rush holds, like the beginning of Taisvis, Gamashkin doesn't make us Taisvis. The Ramban holds that Gamashkin could make us Taisvis. So you could not learn like the Rush. Can't say the name of Gamashkin ain't can. So these two Machloitsim are pretty, I think, easy that the Tali Zev is there. Right, these are two machlaiksim. Right, when I say Rush, that's the beginning of Taisus. Rabban is probably Rabbeinu Tam. And according to Ramban, you would have to give them a ton, right? By kedushin or by matana? Right. So what? By matana, by kiddushin, I'm not following.
How we what the chalal is being mechayim to give the matana?
The giving of the mashkin.
The mashkin, the mashkin to the guy who gave the mashkin. Just like by kiddushin, it says any mikdash to give it to the man. That's why it says any mikdash. It's all to by matana.
You're asking good, but you have to ask the other way around. Which way is mistaver? The Ramban holds that if I promise you $100 and I give you a mashkin, that I have to give you the $100. I have a problem with that. Wait, do you have a problem with that? Besides kedushin, by matana, I say I'll give you a matana. Here's a mashkin. Ramban holds I have to give the mashkin. You have any problem with that?
Based on kedushin,
I understand. So we really have to start the way that's more mistaver. It's more logical. The Ramban, you could ask in the other direction. You could ask, if it works by matana, why doesn't it work by thing? Okay, which we're gonna answer. Okay.
Since
by kedushin, it's all right. There'll be more than that, and you'll see why. So there's one more thing we have to throw in. All right, wait. This Chani Gemara, I hope you have Clark. Chat in the Gemara. Okay, you go to a lady and you say, "I promise you $100 for kedushin. I don't have it." Or you say, "I'm going to give you a ring. I left my ring home. So in the meantime, I'll give you a mashkin. I give you back the ring, then you'll give me back the mashkin. So when I give you the ring, you give me back the mashkin." So we say everyone holds it's not a good kedushin. That's the Gemara. Why isn't it a good kedushin? The Rosh holds because this mashkin is a baloney mashkin. There's no chayv, there's no mashkin. Ramban holds it is a mashkin, but the mashkin you can't mekash with a mashkin because a mashkin is agida gabe. All right, so the Rosh holds what that it's not a mashkin. Ramban holds it is a mashkin, but it can't be mekadosh with a mashkin. Now, because of the Gemara. By mashkin da acherim, it works, right? The Gemara says, "Esvei Rav lo Rav Nach, kitchuv a mashkin mekudeshes." How could you say mashkin doesn't work? We have a brisa that says it works, and with the Gemara, yes, awesome. By mashkin da acherim, who could Rav Yitzchak dam Rav Yitzchak nayal b'chayv shekayne mashkin shnei malachati yitzadok ina kayne tzadok minayin b'chayv shekayne mashkin. And the Gemara brings a story. B'nei Rafuna bar Ravin. Sold this Shifcha Knanis for money. Layava Badai didn't have the money. They gave him a piece of gold as a mashkin, or a piece of silver as a mashkin. Later the price went up. Same exact thing. There's nothing. So what do we say? Mashkin, my mashkin, if I say I'm going to pay you, and here's a mashkin, it doesn't work. If I have a mashkin from someone else, I lent someone money, he gave me a mashkin. And now I go over to be Mekadosh and Isha, to buy an Eshev HaKananis. With that mashkin, then it does work. So I'm asking you a question. Shat. What is the difference? What is the difference between my mashkin and mashkin d'acherim? My nafkamina. My nafkamina, if it's my mashkin, or if it's a mashkin d'acherim. Why is it that with my mashkin, if I give it to the lady, it's not a good kedushin? And if I give someone else's mashkin, it is a good kedushin. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why is mashkin d'acherim better than my mashkin? Anybody?
The Rashi is a real mashkin. It is a real mashkin. You don't have a katana.
According to the Rosh, is this? According to the Rosh, it's beautiful. According to the Rosh, why can't I be mekadosh the woman with the mashkin in this Gemara? Because it's not a mashkin. Because money ain't kan, memela mashkin ain't kan. So it's not a mashkin. When I have a mashkin d'acherim, is that a mashkin? That is a mashkin, because there was a real loan. So mashkin da achirim is the pashut that has a good kedusha. Do you follow why? Because the mashkin da achirim is a mashkin. The rosh said the hochasarin is that since mada einkan mimela mashkin einkan the mashkin is kan mashkin. According to that, it's beautiful. By mashkin da achirim, you can't tell me it's not a mashkin. You can't say it's not a mashkin. There it is a mashkin. So there it works. What do you mean?
What would have happened if the mashkin was somebody giving my
hand? According to the rush, we said there's no schaivus. The pshat is it's not a mashkin. But what it ends up happening? What is the mashkin? We say it's not a mashkin. What is it? You know what it is? It's something that was given to me betos, and I have to return it. Somebody gives me something he thinks he's supposed to, and it's a mistake. I have to return it. So someone gives me a mashkin, he thinks it's a mashkin. Halach, it's not. So somebody was given to me betos. So I guess I'm a shem mechinam on it. I gained nothing by getting it. I have to return it. Right. Well, I got the mashkin from a loan. I lent him money, and I got it. That's for sure. It means a legitimate mashkin. That's for sure. Rashi said that it was a chayit. Rashi said. You follow? According to the Rashi, it's very geshmir. It's very geshmir. Mashkin einkan means it's not a mashkin. So a mashkin acherim is a mashkin. So maybe it's a good kiddush. No problem. But according to the Ramban, that the chesaron of a mashkin is that you can't do kiddush with a mashkin sagita gabei, because it still has to be returned to the original owner. So according to the Ramban, is doch shver. Why should mashkin da acherim be any different? Why should a mashkin da acherim be any different than mashkin di day? This is a shverikayt on shitas Ramban. So the stipler in Simin Yud Ches Ois Beis, and the new prince, the old prince, I think it's Yud Dalet Ois Beis. The stipler has a pshat in mashkin da acherim according to the Ramban. Again, the kasha is how can be mekadesh with mashkin da acherim? It's agid gabei. It's shayach to him. The yisoid of the teretz is that there's a certain value to debt. Debt has value. When I say debt, I mean, today you can buy a mortgage. Let's say somebody owes the bank $100,000 at 5% or at 8%. So the bank will sell me the mortgage. What does it mean they're selling me the mortgage? It means the chayv that's owed to the bank, if I pay the bank a certain amount of money, they'll give me the mortgage. That means they'll give it to me, then I'll collect the mortgage. Debt has a certain value. And it's that way in business too. There are people who have who are in the diamond line. They sell jewelry and they get a note. Right? Somebody, they sell jewelry to a store. The store doesn't have the money. The store gives them a note. I owe you $10,000. What does the person do with the note? If he wants, he can wait. He can wait 30 days or 60 days and do it. Or he doesn't want to wait 60 days. He goes to, I think they call it a factor. It's the name of a business. The person who buys a note. It's a note for $10,000. So he'll pay, let's say, $9,500 for it. Right? Not going to pay $10,000 for it because he's not going to make any profit. But he's willing to pay $9,500. Usually the businessman, he's got to keep his business going. He has to buy more jewelry. So he'll sell it for $9,500 and he'll be happy with that. That's a concept of selling debt. A person can sell debt. If I lend money to somebody and then suddenly I need the money, I lend somebody money for a year. In the middle of the year, I need the money. So here I have, he gave me a check, a post-dated check. 6 months from now, I'll be able to collect my money, but I need the money now. So I can go over to you and I can tell you, please, give me the money and buy the check from me. So you're not going to pay me the full value unless you want to do me a taiva. But you're not going to pay me the full value as a businessman. You'll pay me a little less for the debt. Okay, this is a today. It's a regular business. People trade debt all the time. Buy and sell bonds. Bonds also have a value. And if you bought a bond 6-7 years ago and you were getting 10% on it, today you're still getting 10%. Do you want you to sell the bond? Somebody will pay you for a $10,000 bond. They'll pay you $11,000-$12,000 because they know they're going to get interest on it. So selling debt, it's a real thing. There's such a thing as selling debt, even though it's not a thing. You can't touch it and knock your hand on it. But selling debt is a real... it's a real market. It's 100% a thing that has value. Right? You follow the idea? You could sell chayvos. I could sell a chayv, and it's considered sold. You can sell. There's a market for chayvos. Okay, what kinyan do you do on chayvos? I told you before. There's a mashkin. It's easy to do a kinyan. There's no mashkin. You have to do a kinyan de rabbanim. But lemaisa, there is a market for a chayv. Everyone here, the concept. I don't know if it's new to you. It's not new to you. If you heard about it before, it's a double pasha. Because that means if you took finance in a check cashing store, all right? Check cashing store. What do? They take 1 or 2% on a, it depends how post dated it is. They take a percentage on a check. And why is the person doing this? He wants the money now. He doesn't want to wait for the money. Okay, that's a business. So a chayv really is shava kesef. It's something that has a value. Zakta Stipler. When you're mekadesh an isha with mashkin da acherim. If you go over to a woman and you say, I want to be mekadesh with this mashkin, which I have from Pliny who owes me money. What you're giving her for the kedushin is not the guf hamashkin. You're giving her the chayv that the mashkin represents. The mashkin represents a chayv. You are being mekadesh with the chayv that the mashkin represents. And that chayv is considered something real. Because a chayv is something that's tradable in the business world. So when you give a woman a mashkin, it's not pshat, you're mekadesh with the gufa mashkin. Taki you're not. The Ramban holds you can't be mekadesh the gufa mashkin. The guf hamashkin is still agida gabei, it's still shayach to the owner. You'll be mekadesh with the chayiv, not with the mashkin. When you give mashkin to acherim, you follow what's happening. If somebody comes over to you and says, you know, I want to give you matana, Pliny owes me money, and here I have a $10,000 check he owes me, I want to give it to you as a gift, here, take it. So what is he giving you? He's giving you $10,000? Give me a $10,000 check. No, $10,000 check represents the chayiv that Pliny owes him. Now he owes it to you. So it's the chayiv that's being transferred. Even if you give a mashkin, the guf hamashkin still has to be returned to the person. You're being mekadesh the isha with what? With the chayiv. Look in Rashi. Rashi hamashkin d'acherim. What does Rashi say? Mashkin d'acherim shayu biyadai v'kitcha. Second line, right? Mashkin d'acherim shayu biyadai, the kitcha b'chayiv sheyesh layalav. You're talking now mekadesh with the mashkin. The mashkin's like ita gabei. The mashkin still belongs to the original person. When you're mekadesh an isha with mashkin d'acherim, you're being mekadesh with the chayiv that Pliny owes you. And since you're being mekadesh with the chayiv, so the chayiv is not ita gabei. The chayiv has a market value, and that's what you're being mekadesh with. So the stipler, that's why mashkin d'acherim is different according to Shitas Ramban. Because when you give the mashkin, the mashkin represents the chayv, and you're giving the chayv, you're not giving the mashkin. It's true, but could this nekuda could be this no machlokes? This nekuda that when you give the mashkin l'maisa, you're giving the chayv. So Ramban must say it. The rush can go both ways. So the stipler learns that mashkin d'acherim is different because you're mekadesh with the guf achayiv. That's the explanation, like the Ramban, of mashkin d'acherim. And now the question is, when I'm mekadesh isha myself, I say to a woman, okay, want to give you $100. I don't have the money. Here's a mashkin. Why don't I say I'm a kaddisha with the chayiv? Why don't I say the mashkin itself is still gida gabe? Why can I say I'm a kaddisha with the chayiv? So, like the Rosh, it's pashuk. There is no money. There is no chayiv. According to the Ramban, I think it's what you were asking before. According to the Ramban, when I give the woman a mashkin, I say, listen, I want to owe you $100. I don't have the money. I want to give you $100 for kiddushin. Here's the mashkin. So why can't I be mekadisha with this chayiv that I'm creating? So that's the stipler. In Achinami, you could. But stam, dasa isha, is not on the chayiv. When it's a third party's chayiv, she's getting the chayiv, clearly. But if I go over to an isha, I say, listen, I really have to give you $100. And instead, I'm going to give you a chayiv. Okay, I go over at a wedding. I say, no, I forgot the ring at home. Chas v'shalom. Remember the ring. You take the ring, you forgot the ring at home, so you tell it, in the meantime, I'm going to mikash you with that ring. In the meantime, I want to give you a mashkin. So what mashkin are you going to give? Some you borrow someone else's ring, no? You take the chasen will take his mother's ring, the mother doesn't want to give away the ring for keeps. So I'll tell, listen, for the pictures, I'll give you my mother's ring. And it's a mashkin, and when I give you your ring, you'll give back that ring. Right? So the Dasa Isha is, she wants to be Mekudeshes with the ring that she's going to get. She's not thinking, well, this has a Din Chayiv, and he's selling me the Chayiv. That's selling me the Chayiv. He's marrying me with the ring. Just what? He doesn't have the ring, so he's giving me a mash. Her Das is not on the value of the Chayiv of a ring. Her Das is on the Gufa ring, and that she's not getting. So therefore, it's not a Kedushin. But Sheikha, when you Mekadesh an Isha with Mashkin Da'acherim, there clearly her das is on the value of the chayiv. That's what you're giving her. And there it is a good kedushin. That's the difference between mashkin d'acherim and the man's own mashkin that he gives the isha. Okay. Oh, I told you, wait. We have to... one second. It's true, but one second. I wanted to get this far before it gets more confusing. I wanted to get this far. So we have sort of a third step. What I wrote on the board is pshat. What I wrote on the board is rishayim. It's not achrayim. It's beferish and rishayim. Two machleksim. Rosh seems to say it's always that. Is that two ways for the Gemara? And this is sort of pashuk pshat in the Gemara. The two pshatim in the Gemara is what's on the board. It follows as the third line to the board. What's the din of mashkin d'acherim? The Rosh could learn mashkin d'acherim gans pashuk. That there it is a mashkin. Perhaps the Rosh could even learn your Mekadesh with the Gufa mashkin. And there's no problem with Shitas HaRosh. The Ramban can't learn your Mekadesh with the Gufa mashkin. Because the Gufa mashkin is Agita Gabei. So Memela, the Ramban has to learn, like the Stifler says, that the mashkin is... that you mekadesh the isha with the chayiv d'acherim, not with the guf hamashkin. So what we really would end up adding as a third line to this is what's the din of mashkin d'acherim? What do you mekadesh the isha with by mashkin d'acherim? Right. So we follow, and this is the way to start. Like the Rosh, you could be mekadesh with the guf hamashkin. Okay, you could be mekadesh with the guf hamashkin. There's no problem. It's according to the Rosh, when there's no mana, the name of mashkin ain't come. There's no eschaivus. But if it's someone else's mashkin, there is a eschaivus. It is a mashkin. So you keep your mekadesh with the gufa mashkin. According to the Ramban, what are you mekadesh with? You keep your mekadesh with the gufa mashkin, the Ramban holds the mashkin is agida gabe. What are you mekadesh with? So according to him, you mekadesh with the chayiv d'acherim. This is this type of explanation. Mekadesh with the chayiv of other people. And now with the Guf HaMashkin.
Did he say that?
That what? That's the silly way the disciple learns. Probably, you want to watch another Mashka book. We'll see if he says it better.
I don't know, I mean,
but the Mekadesh. Yeah, that's understood. He learns it's understood. When you give somebody, you say, I'm a Hari Amakudesh asleep in Mashkin Zoo, and you explain. You have to explain. This Mashkin plenty owes me $100. I'm giving it to you. And if he gives back the $100, you have to give back the Mashkin. If she thinks she could keep it, of course it's not a Kedush. Nobody will argue.
Well, and
Because Daita is on the Gofar Mana. You married her with the Mana. The Chassan is giving her Mana. He's giving the Mashke for the Mana. But her Daita is on the Mana. She certainly doesn't think of it as a Chayit that has a market value. The Chassan says, listen, I'm really supposed to give you the Mana. I forgot it. Here's a Mashke. So whether Hadassah is on the man or on the mashkin, it's certainly not on the chayiv, on the market value of the chayiv.
He explains
that on the chayiv. The disciple says, Nachinani, if he would explain to her that I can't be mekashi with the mana because it's not here. I can't be mekashi with the mashkin because you're going to have to return it. But the mashkin represents the chayiv, and I want to create the chayiv now, like the Rambana would work. You could create chayivs. If you hold you could create chayvis, then achinami. Stankler says it would work if he explained it. Achinami. Now this is before it gets complicated. Okay? This is, alright, this is the sugya mashkin. To understand the mashkin. These three steps. Just to try to tie up a loose end, the question is, could we go back to the original shayla, the shachin nesivis, of definition of a mashkin and plug it into the two shittas? Now, we don't have to. It could be that the nesivus could fit with both ways or the shach could fit with both ways. The question is it yoisa mistaver? Is there more of a svara, not mucha, but is there more of a svara for it to fit, to go more blunt one way more than the other? When you look just at the last line, a mashkin d'achev, by mashkin d'acherim we pass gimakudeshes. So we have a machloikis. What happens by mashkin d'acherim? You go over to a woman. You say, Pliny owes me money. He gave me a mashkin, this piece of gold. Here, I'm a kaddishu with this mashkin. What is the chasna happening with? Is it the guf hamashkin? Or is it the chayv that the mashkin represents? L'chayra. Well, Nesiva said, what's a mashkin? Nesivus learned a mashkin just represents a chayv. It's not tashlumei a chayv. It's something that represents a chayv. I can sell the mashkin to others. I can sell the chayv to others using the mashkin. The mashkin represents the chayv. If you say the mashkin represents the chayv, which Nesivus is saying in the Rambam and the Ramban, then the stifless pshat is very glad. You're mekadesh isha with a mashkin. What are you giving her? You're giving her the chayv. That's what you're giving her. Mashkin represents the chayv. That's what the Steva said, that the mashkin is just something that represents the chayv. Like the shach, and the way Reb Chaim explained that in the mashkin lit the chayv, that the guf mashkin is payment. According to that, you could be mekadesh with the guf mashkin. Somebody else gave me a mashkin. What did he give me? He paid up the chayv. The mashkin is paying up the chayv with a tanai. It's a tanai. If he comes up with the cash, you have to give it back. But when he paid me and he gave me the mashkin, he really paid the chayv. I lent him $1,000. He gave me $1,000 piece of gold. This $1,000 piece of gold is payment. It's payment with a tanai. That if he gives me cash, you have to return. But the piece of gold that's the mashkin right now is totally mine. If it's chametz, the mashkin's chametz, I'm chayv on Pesach. If Shemitah passes, the chayv is paid. In Cain, if you understand that way, that when the person gives me the guf hamashkin, he's really paying up the chayv. Just there's a tanai that remains to be filled in. Then you could be mekadesh anisha with the guf hamashkin. So when a man gave me a mashkin, it's mine now, right? Bachayv kind of mashkin, it's my mashkin. I now own the mashkin. I could give it to somebody else. By giving it to somebody else, I now pass on what's mine to the other person with the same tanai, that if the other person pays, if the leiter pays, he has to return. So it fits well that the first column stims well with the shach's mahalach. The second column stims well with the nesivus mahalach. Now, it's something which requires still thought to see that it plugs in. But I think at least the Ramban Shitase fits. I'll give you something chazer. I hope you'll be able to work this out. This is not this is the typical, like you say, the raid on the sugya, and this is a havana that hopefully will happen. Okay, tomorrow we're going to do Taisis Mashkin D'Acherim, and we'll finish up the sugya.